there has been a lot of focus lately on the airline practice of overbooking. While many of us are just now becoming aware of the types of issues such practices can raise, overbooking is about as old as the airline industry itself. As indicated by Bloomberg, as airlines expanded their service during the late 1940s, airlines suffered the problem of no-shows, people who reserved a seat but failed to board. The result was many half-empty planes operating at a loss or with severely diminished profitability. Overbooking emerged as a solution. Before the spread of computer technology, airlines often overbooked on accident and eventually realized that this was a phenomenal money-making strategy. By the 1950s, the practice had become widespread. Airlines have data regarding the average number of no-shows. With computing, it has become simple to overbook intelligently, but sometimes too many passengers show up. In 1977, economist Julian Simon proposed a novel solution. Airlines should conduct an auction with passengers offered sealed bids as to what they would be willing to accept for the inconvenience of getting bumped. Simon did not expect to be taken seriously, but paying passengers for inconvenience is now routine practice. For WYPR, I'm Anibon Basu.